Chapter 8, The Big Bubble. We took the elevator up to the main deck and sat down at the table. Okay, I said. Where were we up to? Oh, that's right. Once upon a time. Now, let me see. Once upon a time, there was help me out here, Terry. Once upon a time, there was a... what? Whatever. Sighed Terry. I don't care. I can't work. I'm too sad. I know Mermaidia was a sea monster, but I really liked her when she was a mermaid. How about a marshmallow? I said. Would that help? I'll call the machine over. Nah, said Terry. I'm tired of marshmallows. Maybe you just need a change, I said. How about some popcorn? Terry shrugged. We can pop it with the lid off, I said. Terry shrugged again. Okay. I filled the popcorn maker up and turned it on. We waited. And waited. And waited. And just when we thought it was never going to pop, suddenly, it did! We ran around and caught as much of it in our mouths as we could until we couldn't eat anymore.
That was a great idea, Andy, said Terry.
But now I'm really thirsty. Some lemonade'll fix that, I said. I'll start the fountain. Did I mention that we have a lemonade fountain? Well, we do. It's just like a regular fountain, but instead of water, it has lemonade. Any flavour you want, as long as it's red, orange, lemon, cola or tutti frutti, which is all the flavours mixed together. We sat in the lemonade fountain for a long time. And when I say a long time, I mean probably a lot longer than we really should have. Oops. Excuse me, said Terry, covering his mouth with his hand. But before I could excuse him, I burped even louder. No, excuse me, I said. Terry burped again, even louder this time.
Uh-oh.
Well, you certainly sound like you're feeling better, I said.
Much better, said Terry. All I need now is some bubble gum.
He climbed out of the lemonade fountain, went over to the bubble gum dispenser, reeled off a long strip and shoved it all into his mouth.
That's good,
Terry mumbled as he chewed.
Hey, I've got a great idea, Andy. Watch this.
Terry chewed and burped. And burped and chewed. And blew and burped. And burped and blew. Until he had blown the biggest bubble I had ever seen. The bubble was so big that I couldn't even see Terry anymore. That's enough, I said. It's getting too big. But Terry couldn't hear me. And the reason for that was because the bubble had become so big that it had completely surrounded him. He was inside his own burp gas-filled bubblegum bubble.
Hey, this is really fun,
said Terry as he floated around in his bubble. Be careful, I said.
What could possibly go wrong?
he said. And then he began to float higher and higher up into the air.
Help!
He cried.
Don't worry!
I called to him as he floated up, up and away from the treehouse.
I'll save you!
I took a running jump at the closest vine and swung out as far as I could to try and catch the bubble. It was a good swing, but not quite good enough. My hand closed on thin air and Terry continued to float away, higher and higher into the sky. There was only one thing to do. I grabbed my golf clubs and raced up to the observation deck. I figured now would be a great time to work on my golf swing and, of course, to try and pop Terry's bubble at the same time. I gave it my best shot, but I didn't have any luck on my first attempt. I hit a helicopter.
Four!
Oops. Or on my second.
Four!
I ricocheted off the city skyline. Or even on my third. I smashed the windscreen of a flying saucer. Sorry. But my fourth attempt was a bullseye. The bubble burst, which was both good and bad. Good, because Terry was no longer trapped in a bubble full of burp gas, but bad, because now he was plummeting towards the ground without a parachute, or even a crash helmet. Luckily, however, the marshmallow machine seemed to know just what to do. It began firing marshmallows at supersonic speed, and within moments, there was a giant pillow of marshmallows on the ground directly below Terry. He landed right in the middle and bounced many times before finally coming to rest. It looked kind of fun. Well, a lot of fun, actually. I helped Terry out of the marshmallow pile and dusted him off. That was the best fun ever, he said with a big grin. You should try it. I would, I said, but we've got a book to write, remember?
Oh, yeah, said Terry. I forgot.
We rode the elevator back up to the main deck. This was really it. No more distractions, no more excuses, no more flying cats, giant banana attacks, barking dogs, pretend mermaids, evil sea monsters, popcorn parties, lemonade guzzling, burp gas-filled bubblegum bubbles or marshmallow trampolines. We were just going to do our book. We sat down at the table. So, where are we up to? I said.
Once upon a time, I think, said Terry.
Very funny, I said. Now let me see. Once upon a time, there was a...
What? Finger,
said Terry. Finger? I said.
Yes,
said Terry.
Why don't we put your beginning and my drawing together? You know, like, once upon a time, there was a finger. But let's not make it an ordinary finger. Let's make it a super finger. Like this.
That's crazy, I said.
Oh, said Terry, looking disappointed.
So crazy, it might just work, I added.
Then what are we waiting for? Said Terry, beaming. Let's do it!
So there we were. Me writing, Terry drawing. It was turning out pretty good too, as you can hear.